is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
And we're live tonight from the NOCO Express Store, Main Street, Yonge's Road in Williamsville. And fans are coming in, saying hello to Fred Jackson, getting items signed by the Bills running back. And Fred's giving his signing arm a rest for a second and stopping by here to talk with us. Thanks for coming by, Fred. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
You might be the most efficient autograph guy I've ever seen. You're just shooting. Yeah, and you're not blowing people off, by the way. You're smiling. You're shaking. You're posing for pictures and signing, and people move through pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you try and be good at it so you can get to see everybody, make sure you get every gift and thing that they brought, you know. So it's, again, a trade that you work on and try and become, you know, as good as it is possible.
Fred's going to be sticking around here at NOCO Express Main Street in Yonge's Road for another half hour or so. So if you're in the neighborhood, he'll be back signing in about 10 minutes or so. When was the first time someone asked you for an autograph, Fred? Do you remember?
I think it was after my senior year in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go back to a game. And I was playing for that indoor league team, and, you know, a fan asked me for an autograph then.
What went through your head when you started signing autographs?
I was pretty excited about it. You know, anytime you get somebody asking for your autograph, you feel like you've accomplished something. So to have somebody ask me for it at that time, I mean, I was 22, 23 years old. So, and, you know, I hadn't done much. You know, I had a pretty successful year at, or 4 years at Cole, but other than that, I really hadn't done anything, so it was exciting to be able to be asked for your autograph and, you know, somebody that sincerely wanted it.
Now you're in pro football 7 or 8 years, signing autographs a lot, events like tonight. Do you differentiate between, like, people that you can tell are collectors, serious autograph people, and just regular fans? Does that make much of a difference to you?
Obviously, you want to get stuff for people who are collectors, but, I mean, the best thing about it is sign it for somebody who's, you know, generally enthusiastic about getting your autograph, and that's a big fan of yours. Anytime you want, you get somebody that comes up to you for that, that's one of the best feelings in the world.
Somebody told me once about autographs that for the non-collectors, for the fans, they autograph is fine. What they really want is just interaction, mm-hmm. and the autograph kind of serves the purpose of giving you like a venue to interact a little.
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, you can tell when somebody's coming up to you and they're generally or genuinely excited to see you and meet you because they're a fan of your work and what you do. And you want that interaction. You know, you welcome that. So you don't mind for somebody who's a collector of autographs, signing for somebody who's a collector of autographs, but you really value that interaction that you have with somebody who's a big fan of yours.
Bills running back Fred Jackson, our guest. We're at the NOCO Express Store, Main Street, Yonge's Road. We've been asking folks, Fred, to phone in, even to people who sit down, about who's their favorite Buffalo Bill is. I want to take a call here. Eric in Lancaster. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead. Who is your favorite Buffalo Bill, Eric?
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Fred Jackson right now, John. you know, it's not just impressive that he made it. You know he's a hard worker to come from a Cole College and work his way all the way up and become a top rusher in the NFL. But last year, I saw a display of his football intelligence and humbleness in the Carolina game where he was getting a dump pass about 2 yards down. He looks left to right, sees him closed in out by the safety and the linebacker. He makes a quick decision to drop that ball instead of block. We end up winning that game. He doesn't try to play the hero, break tackles and make his own moves and make a move for Fred Jackson. He made a move for the Buffalo Bills. Very impressive.
I remember that. You remember that.
Yeah,
that
I do.
Was big. People ask you about that afterwards.
Yeah.
Not everybody would have the presence of mind to do that in that situation.
You know, and I think, you know, after you've been playing football for as long as I have, you think about more stuff like that. So I knew that it just wasn't worth the risk-reward wasn't worth it. I can maybe make some guys miss and get us, you know, 5-6 yards, but I'm going to kill time doing so. Give EJ a chance to throw the ball down the field to somebody else that has a chance to get a touchdown the next play. And that's what I was thinking about. And, you know, the best part about it is, you know, seeing fans that understand the game and my teammates coming up to me telling me that was a big play in the game. And knowing that, you know, they understand what I was trying to do and get it done. And it worked out favorably for us then, and we were able to get the win.
Up in the radio booth when that happened, my partner Mark Kelso was – I thought he was going to – run down and hug him. He was so happy to see that.
Yeah,
because he thinks the game pretty good too.
Yeah.
He knows what he's looking at.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun when you could get, you know, a lot of recognition for a play like that.
Fred Jackson is our guest, the Bills running back. A few minutes left with him, and then he's going to resume signing autographs here at NOCO Express, Main Street, and Young's Road. You guys just wrapped up OTAs and minicamp, and you were one of the winners, I think, for the second straight year of one of the Iron Bills competitions. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what you won?
Yeah. That's all we do this Iron Bills, and Frank was the overall Iron Bills guy who won. You know, we do competitions.
Frank Summers.
Yeah, Frank Summers. And, I mean, the guy's just an animal at everything we do. We do stuff, whether it's a 100-yard sled push or, you know, a bar hang where you have to hold on to a bar just hanging as long as you can, and things where we do it as teams and stuff like that. But he did that, and, you know, I was the offensive lifter of the year, just being able to come in, you know, work hard, you know, motivate others to lift, you know, as well as getting your job done. And that's one of the things I was recognized for, as well as Denore Searcy on the defensive side of the ball. So anytime you get an award like that, I think it's one that you relish, you know. And Coach Yano has done a tremendous job, you know, motivating guys to come in during the off season and participate in things like this. And you see the hard work pays off.
Does Coach Chiano pick those winners? Is it voted on by teammates?
It's what it is all our strength and conditioning staff, you know, whether it's Dan LeBird, Coach Chiano, Hal Luther, and a lot of the interns that they have in there. They talk about guys that have come in and, you know, how we've motivated or, you know, pushed guys through sets and things like that. And they determine a winner at the end of the year, you know, talking to them and, you know, feedback that they get from players as well.
I saw your tweet about it, complete with the trophy you were given. It was pretty obvious you were proud of the fact that you won that award again.
Oh, yeah, it's something to definitely be proud of. You know, we have tremendous workers on our team. So to be recognized as the best in a field where you're competing with, you know, 60, 70 other guys, you know, is something to be proud of, especially when you have, you know, supreme athletes that we do on our team. So, you know, I'm the old guy in the locker room, you know, other than Mormon, you know, who's older than I am, but he's still out there doing his thing too. You know, I'm the old guy in the locker room that, you know, is supposed to be slowing down now. And just to be able to get an accomplishment like that lets me know that, you know, I can still come out here and compete with these guys and do, you know, what it is I need to do to get the job done.
Hey, Fred, so the conditioning, a big part of what you guys have done since the third week of April. What else did you get accomplished, especially when you moved into the late OTAs and the minicamp? What do you think, what went well and what got done during that
period? You know, the thing that we do, you know, a lot of people don't understand is we throw the whole playbook is thrown at us,
right.
You know. And to see how EJ is handling that, you know, is something that you always want to see. To see how the second-year receivers, you know, and the offensive rookies that are thrown in, seeing how they're handling so much overloaded work, you know, it's fun to watch. And that's what we basically do during OTAs. You know, we come in minicamp where we have a camp-like schedule, and see how the rookies react to that, you know, is something that you're trying to, you know, gauge as well. So we got a lot thrown at us. You know, we got a lot accomplished. We've seen how much EJ has grown, how much of this offense he's really mastered, in knowing where guys are supposed to be and protections and things like that. You know, this is my ninth year doing this. So, you know, not too much is going to change for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing the young guys and how they react is what I really like to gauge. And, you know, they're all ready. You know, EJ's ready to step up and be that quarterback that we need him to be. The young guys are ready to step in and make plays. You know, CJ looks great. You know, a guy coming off an injury-plagued season last year, he's excited about what he has to bring to the table this year. Our offensive line, you know, we got some guys that are going to battle for some positions up there. That'll be fun to watch, you know, especially as a running back. Defense, you know, defense with a new coordinator, what they're going to do, you know, watching him and seeing how aggressive he's going to be and put those guys in the ability to make plays like Petten did. You know, so we're excited about all that stuff. And I know he's going to take advantage. Schwartz is going to take advantage of that defense. And we just have to make plays on offense.
Today I listened to an interview I did a week ago at the end of minicamp with Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator. He was talking about EJ and said that the things that he's improved on may not be visible to casual observers, sideline guys like myself, mm-hmm. reporters, people who watch the minicamps.
Yeah.
He was talking about the things you said about command of the offense, but even some of the little tiny fundamental technique things.
Yes. And
did you see that?
You do. You know, when we go in and we watch film, we can see where he's thinking. I mean, as far as coming up, seeing the defense, knowing where he's supposed to go. On offense, you get dictated on what you're supposed to do with the ball because of the way a defense plays. And to see how he's grown from last year to this year and knowing, okay, this defense, they're in this defense, I have to go to this side of the field and make this play over here. And to watch him do that on a consistent basis is something that you're really excited about as a, as an, another player on offense. So we get to see it, you know, and we know what this offense is about. We know when the play is called, what we're looking for. And to see him know that off top is something that we're really excited about.
And another question for you that deals with the mini camp practice. I'm going to let you go here in a second. You mentioned the defense. How much different is it to practice against the Jim Schwartz defense as opposed to what Patton had last year? Patton's was kind of a more specialized defense. This seems like it might be more basic. You might see more of this type of defense.
This is one that we will definitely see, you know, more during the regular season. So, I mean, that's good for us. We'll get practice against it more. You know, going against Patton and all the things that he did, you know, those guys are all over the place. You know, they had things coming from everywhere, and, you know, that's what they specialize in. Going in against, you know, Schwartz and his defense, we're going to see, you know, that cover two shell, safeties rotating, the typical stuff you see. So that's going to make us better as an offensive unit to see something and really get better at seeing the defense that we'll see week in and week out.
Hey, Fred, just one more question. We had a caller a minute or two ago from a guy from Atlanta who called himself Uncle Pearl. He's CJ's uncle. Do you know him?
Okay. Yeah, I think I've met him.
He calls once in a while. I made the point with him, and he was kind of saying it too. 2 years ago, I would have been asking you, how are you and CJ going to coexist? Who's going to get the carries? You guys have made it so that's not even an issue anymore. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? I mean, with all the talent back there, now you had Booby Dixon and Bryce mm-hmm. Brown, too, and nobody worries about who's going to get the carries, who's going to get the bulk of the workload.
We want to win, you know, and I think that trumps everything. You know, we're all extremely competitive and want to be on the field every time. But we all also support each other. And when a guy's out there, we want him to make that play that sets us up to win a football game. And that's what we focus on. You know, when we're out there, you know, granted, we want to make that play to win the game. But if CJ makes that play, I'm just as happy to win the game as if I made it. If I make the play, likewise for CJ, he's happy for me. You know, he's the first one in the end zone celebrating with me. I'm the first one in the end zone celebrating with him because, you know, we want to win and get this thing turned around. What it boils down to is winning football games. And if you're not about that, then we don't want you in that locker room.
I was just thinking receivers probably wouldn't do that, would they? Prima donnas, they wouldn't do that. Hey, thank you. It's always great talking with you.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate you guys having me.
Fred Jackson is here at the NOCO Express on Main Street in Youngs Road, and he's going to go back and sign some autographs for the next few minutes. Stop by. We're right at the corner of Main and Youngs Road in Williamsville. We've got more to come. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from NOCO, Main Street and Youngs Road in Williamsville on Buffalo Bills Radio.